Hello, everybody. Welcome to the 100-Year Real Estate Investor. We're your hosts, Jake and Gino, and this is the show dedicated to long-term personal financial engineering. Now, in the past, we've been critical of Dave Ramsey, specifically his stance on savings, term life insurance, but he's coming back around. He recently put up an article on college, and he nailed it. So, Gino, unpack this baby for me. I got a new word for you in a minute, but I'm going to hold it back just for a second because it's very appropriate for this. How's it going today?
I'm doing great. And what I like about what he talked about, Dave Ramsey, was college is really a business. And the model of 40 and 50 years ago is not the model of today. It just isn't. It doesn't work. There used to be an ROI, a return on investment in college. You'd go get a four-year degree. I don't want to date myself, but my four-year degree back at Fairfield University back in the 90s, I think 4 years cost me my mom paid for it. I think $70,000 for 4 years. Done. I got out, got a job. I got an ROI. Now 1 year costs $70,000. And if you put 70 grand times four is $300,000. So mommy and daddy got to make 450 to 500 to pay the 300. Stop and think about that. On top of that, if mommy and daddy can't pay, then Gino's got to go out and get a student loan. And that's where the problems start. That's where the conflict of interest. Jake and I were talking about a conflict of interest right before we got on. This is the most massive conflict of interest. And the reason that I have it, I hate the government in certain aspects because they create a problem, then they come up with a solution. So they create the problem of college being unaffordable because they're going to like, I'm going to give Gino, who's 18 years old, unlimited funds. I'm going to give him the ability to borrow. Well, Gino doesn't think anything of it. So Gino goes out and borrows the money, not thinking like an investor, not thinking about his baby
He's
money.
He's thinking
soldiers.
About the party.
Well, and that's the problem. So Gino's parents should be thinking for Gino, but Gino's parents are pressured because they're like, well, Gino's got to go to school because if he doesn't, then I look like a failure. That's the bottom line. I can't let my kids go to community college. They've got to go to a prestigious school. I need to look better. Don't worry about Gino's future. It's worried about more about my feelings and how I feel. And that there's a lot of that out there. And I'm going to challenge
caught up.
I'm going to challenge the parents out there. You don't have to think like that. Your job is to have your children make amazing decisions for their lives, give them a happy, healthy, safe home, and put them on the path to make decisions for themselves. But at some point, sometimes they don't have the ability to make those decisions. Going to college at 18 years old and spending $70,000 a year on a degree that you don't even know if you're going to be able to use it when you get out, is that wise, sound financial advice? It's
no.
Not.
So I'm gonna joke with you a little bit here. So my dad was more frugal, and I went to a SUNY school and worked throughout. And really, I think I had 1 or 2 years of what do they call it? Room and board, right? So I came out with like 15 grand in debt. So we did pretty well.
But that's
managing.
Still a lot for a person in the Rust Belt. Right?
Man.
I'm just saying. No, I'm not hating anybody, but let's be realistic. You're not
well,
a person in New York City.
If you're in the Rust Belt, yeah,
well,
no
I'm
doubt.
I'm not Dude. Saying that, bro. Let me finish this. I'm not bashing anybody. I don't want any hate mail. Stick it up your what you call it. All I'm saying is Jake is living up in Rochester in the Rust Belt. They make $25,000 to $30,000 a year back when he did it. He's not living in New York City or down in Westchester County where they're far out 150 to 200 G's a year where that 15 grand is a pimple on that person's ass.
But
that's a lot of money for Jake Stenziano.
It's
when he's
gone up a lot more than to your point though. So here's the new word for today. You ready? It's actually two, but I'm going to combine them because I think it's essentially the same thing. Corporatism. Okay. Or a corporatocracy. Now, what are we talking about? Government dominated by corporate business interest, or it could be corporate business interest dominated by government interest. It's basically the merger, okay, of government and these corporate entities, and that's what we're seeing right now. So let me give you an example of where and when this becomes a problem, because essentially this is becoming corrupt because you cannot discharge these student loans during bankruptcy, like homes or cars. Okay, they stay with you forever. Now, why would that be? What's the difference? Well, you have a quasi relationship now where the government has got into these loans, working closely with the colleges. And really, look, my personal opinion, many of them are just indoctrination camps at this point. They're putting these kids in there, and are they coming out with any type of value to apply to society? I think in many instances, the answer is no. Okay. And we don't even care at this point. You come to us looking for, you know, employment. I don't give a shit if you have a degree or not, because I think most of it's worthless at this point. It really doesn't help us, not for what we do.
We haven't even touched upon the real scandal that Dave Ramsey is talking about. And the real scandal is colleges are getting in bed with online gambling. 8 universities have signed up to online gambling. It's the number 2 addiction in the United States. $1.7 trillion in student debt. 45 million Americans have student debt. 1 out of 7 people in this country has student debt. 40% of the student debt holders have no diploma. Do you see the thread here? They are creating morons who can't delay gratification, who are getting addicted to gambling. And this is college trying to teach our children, when what they're doing is they're creating slaves. That's what they're doing. I'm going to hit college hard right now. And this is not for every college, but on average, is it a good idea to put an 18-year-old in a college dorm room with binge drinking, with online gambling?
That's where I want you to stop right there, because listen, this is what you're getting now in college. You're getting gambling, and they're turning out alcoholics, because people go to college and learn how to drink. So you're literally exposing people to binge drinking, alcoholism. And look, I'll have a Coors Light every once in a while. I enjoy it. But I know what happens, because I've been to college. Gino's been to college. It is a binge drinking fest. That's what it is. So literally, we're signing our kids up for mass debt, teaching them to binge drink, and now we're turning them into gamblers. Does this not sound like a crock of shit? Okay, this is a cesspool. This is gross. What are we doing here?
And I don't want to bash all colleges, and I don't want to bash all families, because guess what? My kids are going to college. But here's the difference. They were homeschooled. They needed some type of structure. They needed to get out. They needed to have responsibility. They needed to be on a timeline. They needed to have pressure. They weren't doing a lot of testing. So I wanted them to go to college and create a vocation. My daughter went, she wanted to work in Hollywood in films. After a semester out of that, she went into theology and she went into philosophy. Now she's a missionary. She's found her vocation. My son is a junior, lives at home, and he goes to college. He drives back and forth to college. And he's investing with me. And he said to me last month, I'm in this finance degree, Dad. I hate these models and all this BS. I'm not going to work in corporate finance. Can I switch to accounting? Because accounting is more useful in the business
world. More valuable.
I can go. I
think that's a reasonable degree.
And that's my point. He's going to school to get, you know, education on T12s, trailing 12s, income statements, balance sheets, debits, credits, assets, liabilities. He has that understanding, but he has the investor mindset.
He's not going to be an accountant, but he's going to know how to look at things as from an owner's perspective, and he's going to be able to work with accountants at a high level. It's very important.
Yeah. Exactly. And the point I'm trying to make is help your kids out. I mean, let them understand. Don't send them to a college for, and I'm not bashing sociology or equity degrees, but if you're going to spend $300,000 and impoverish them,
there's
when
no
they
value.
Go out, they have nothing. Let them go to the community college part-time or full-time and let them work at the same time. Let them figure life out. My son pretty much has it figured out. He knows what he wants to do. He's probably going to end up investing in real estate. He may come work for me, or he can go out and get a job as an accountant and go on. But he's starting from zero. He's going to have no student debt. And I'm paying college for him, but I can pay for him because he's really responsible. I mean, he's invested in deals with us, and you know, he's getting monthly draws every month. And his net worth is almost, I'll be honest, he is there, $342,000 net worth. And the responsibility on this kid, last month he says to me, Dad, I want to go out and buy this gun. It's $350. Can I buy it? He doesn't have to ask me. But just the respect that he has, and we sit down and we look at his numbers every month, how much money he has in his savings account, because that money, we're doing a deal, Jake and I, that money is going to the next deal. He's already preconditioned to that. So he has respect for money. He knows what he wants to do long term. And I have that relationship, and I can say, okay, Mike, you're such a responsible kid. I want to pay for your college because I want you to start off really, really well in life with no debt. And I want you to continue along with that. I can do that for my child. Can you do that for your children who are listening to it? If you can, great. I would challenge you to do that. If not, they're not as responsible. They don't have the delayed gratification. Maybe you have to sit down and say, huh. And the reason why I'm doing it is because my mom did it for me. And I was the responsible one. I understood when I graduated college, I had no debt. And my mom paid for my first car. And to me, I wasn't spoiled because I understood the value of money. I was a hard worker. My son's a hard worker. You need to train your children to be hard workers, to be diligent, to be disciplined, and actually to say, I'm getting all this, and this is not what I'm working for. I'm working for something greater. And that's why I have the respect, and I have the trust in my son that he's going to do the right thing. So that's why college for him works. If he didn't have that mindset, I'm not going to send him to school to go binge drink and to go gamble online. That's not teaching him anything. That's the opposite. I'm destroying my child. So sometimes as parents, we need to step in there and say, this is not a good decision. I'm not going to fund it for you. And sometimes say, don't let them go because it's going to harm them. Let them work. It's okay as parents. Don't live your life through your children. It's all right if your children aren't going to these elite schools.
Yes. I think that's the key is take a step back and really ask yourself, what's the goal here? What are we trying to achieve? Am I doing this for myself? Is this a status thing? So when I go back to work, I can tell people, oh, look at Susie Q's getting into Princeton now. Let's see how that works out for you. Maybe it's fine, but you know.
And Jake, this is the other thing I wanted to say. If your child is 8 years old and they know they want to become a doctor when they get older, or they know they want to be an engineer, or they know they want to be a lawyer.
Very reasonable.
There's nothing wrong with that. They should go to college. They need to go to college for that degree. But if you're saying,
at 18 that's what they want to do? 2% of people? There's people out there that do, don't get me wrong. But I think it's very, very few and far between.
Yes. And you know, I started off a little hard on the podcast, but I really do think...
No, you didn't.
I think that... And Jake, one thing I'd like to say to everyone listening to this, I've been trying to assess my life over the last few years and to see what I've done right and what I've done wrong. And every time I go down the route that is non-traditional, it's always paid off for me. Whether it's been homeschooling, whether it's been eating organically, whether it's been investing in real estate, whether it's been having a small business, whether it's been putting my money in whole life insurance.
Think of that. Real estate is an alternative asset. I mean, just the fact that it's labeled an alternative asset is crazy to me.
And that's what I'm saying. So everything we've done and we've aspired to achieve, we've built businesses. That's not the norm. That's not what most people do. And most people listening to this podcast are not the norm. They're looking for alternative advice to see what we've been doing. And college for me was great. College is one of those things that it's an outdated model. If you're using it just to have let your kids go on a vacation, if you're going to send them, just send them on a 4-year vacation. Let them go backpack in Europe. Give them the money to do that. They probably have more life experience, world experience doing that than going to college and sitting in a professor who's sitting in class trying to teach you about economics, who's never had a freaking job in his life and who's never had to pay payroll. How the hell is he going to teach your kid about economics and building a business? That's not happening. So I'm trying to really,
it's an indoctrination.
If I have to really wrap this up, it's really individual. And for me, I'm passionate about this because I don't want your children to start at negative. I don't want your kids to get out of college and already have a mortgage bill and they don't even have a home. They've got this big liability. So look around. There's so many alternatives. My kids are going to community college for the first 2 years. My daughter, she's a senior in high school. I don't really think she's really thrilled about college, but I'm like, I want you to get a degree, go to junior college. It's really inexpensive for 2 years. You can work while you're doing that. Then when you become a junior, you can transfer into another college. If not, you've got your associates. So there's so many alternatives to going to college. Trade schools are amazing. Mentorships. If you want to get into mentorships and get into real estate.
I see the Barbaro Brokerage down there in St. Augustine with a few of those girls. Dude, I'm telling you.
I can't wait because the short-term rentals down here, I'll be having a little crew running around down here. That's the dream. That is really the dream for me.
I can totally see that. So, go ahead.
One more thing. I just want to say one more thing here. I think ultimately you want to give your kids the right mindset. I think that's what it comes down to. Please try to give them the right mindset, the growth mindset, the long-termism mindset, the responsibility mindset. Those are all important mindsets that we need to teach our kids. And is college teaching kids that? I highly doubt most universities are not teaching that because they are creating employees. And employees are subservient. That's what it comes down to, Jake.
Hey, don't be afraid to break off from the lemming pack, right? And if you want to get off the hamster wheel, check us out. 100 Year. It's 100YearREI.com. See what we have to offer. And gang, as always, we believe in buying deals for the long term. Think in decades. I'm Jake. He's the G-Daddy. We make it happen. We'll see you next time.